From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States will respond to Russia's hacking of Democratic headquarters and other accounts leading up to November's elections. In his final news conference of the year, Mr. Obama said that his goal is to send a clear message to Russia and other nations that interfering with the U.S. electoral process will not be tolerated. While he stopped short of saying that President Vladimir Putin ordered the computer attacks against the Democratic National Committee and other sites, Mr. Obama did say he warned the Russian leader against interfering and affecting the actual election process or hindering people's voting.
And so in early September, when I saw President Putin in China, I felt that the most effective way to ensure that that didn't happen was to talk to him directly and tell him to cut it out, and there were going to be some serious consequences if he didn't.
Mr. Obama has ordered the U.S. intelligence community to prepare a report on the cyber attacks before the end of his administration. Russia has denied making the attacks. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is blaming Russian interference for her loss in the U.S. presidential election, saying that President Vladimir Putin might have wanted to meddle in the race because of a personal beef against her. Clinton, who has kept a low profile since losing in November, made the remarks to campaign donors in New York City Thursday night. The CIA has concluded that Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. This is VOA News. The Syrian government has suspended the evacuation of civilians from eastern Aleppo after explosions and gunfire were heard in parts of the city. Both the rebels and the government accuse the other of breaking a fragile ceasefire agreement. The government says the rebels broke the ceasefire by trying to smuggle heavy weapons and hostages out of Aleppo. The rebels accuse the government of suspending the evacuation as a way to pressure them into releasing civilians from two government-held Shiite villages currently under siege by rebel forces. Russia's defense ministry, meanwhile, says the evacuation is complete and all of the women and children have been moved from the rebel-controlled neighborhoods. The Russians say that only radical and intransigent militants remain inside. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is calling on the Syrian government to allow for a resumption of evacuations from besieged parts of Aleppo. Samantha Power says that Russia should be able to secure safe corridors so civilians caught between the two sides can leave.
Russia has helped deliver Aleppo to the Syrian government. Surely, Russia, in exchange, can secure actually safe corridors for civilians who wish to leave.
Power said that if Russia continues to block action in the UN Security Council, some members of the council will possibly request an emergency special session of the General Assembly. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin opposes that idea. Power said the Security Council could possibly vote this weekend. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has unanimously extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan for another year. The new mission covers a new regional force of 4,000 troops approved in August but not yet deployed. That's in addition to approximately 13,000 peacekeepers already in the country. In his final press conference as Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon said the country's leaders have let their people down.
This week marks the third anniversary of the fighting. The country's leaders have betrayed their people's trust and squandered our peace agreement. Tens of thousands lie dead.
The UN mission in South Sudan has come under criticism for failing to do enough to protect civilians during the three-year conflict. It was a down day on Wall Street, with the major three indexes lower on Friday. European markets finished the day higher. Asian markets were mixed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.